RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become your healthiest self. It's time for Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
So you have an underactive thyroid. Now what? Health expert and advocate Terry Limeron will join me today to outline a comprehensive strategy for enhancing thyroid function naturally. He'll discuss the key nutrients that are essential for a healthy thyroid. Listeners will also discover which foods can help the thyroid and which foods can hurt, and how exercise, relaxation, and sleep can play a really important role in the health of a better thyroid and its function. So those are things that we really do need to make sure that we have, you know, available to us. We have to have the knowledge. And we have to make sure that we are doing exactly what is necessary to get the job done. I do want to mention real quick before I go any further, Miss Lizzie, this is a blog, MissLizzie.me, her recovery from a misdiagnosed hypothyroidism, a really good blog you might want to look at. I did mention some websites already, TerryTalksNutrition.com, EuropharmaUSA.com. Those are great sites for you to actually take a listen to. I hope that you'll also pick up some of the books, a couple more books that are really important. Hypothyroidism Diet by Arthur K. Burnett. Living Well with Hypothyroidism, What Your Doctor Doesn't Tell You That You Need to Know by Mary Showman. And I did mention already, but I'll make sure that I mention this again. This is a very good book, and it's in my library as well. 7 Keys to Ultimate Personal Achievement by Terry Limeron, that is in my personal part of my library, because these are books that give us the information we need to make a change. Terry, I have a question for you. When people start to, you know, have a problem with their thyroid, do you feel that it's something that we should move on directly? Or like many times when we go to the doctor, they say, let's just watch it. What are your feelings? I guess that probably the best thing that how can I point this question to make it more feasible? Let me see. We have to kind of look at things a little bit differently. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to approach this differently. I think we lost Terry for just a second off the line. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just jump in and talk a little bit more about the thyroid gland, because this is something that's really important. And I think that it's something that we need to keep an eye on. So we talked about being irritable and tired, and over the years we've always talked about, you know, having memory problems, and we packed on some extra weight, and even though you seem to be eating a little bit less and exercising more, we're still kind of staying the same and maybe putting on even more weight. People say it all the time. Or you're cold all the time. If these are symptoms that sound kind of familiar, well, you could be suffering with something called hypothyroidism. Often called the master of the entire endocrine system, the thyroid is a small gland shaped like the outspread wings of a butterfly that sits at the base of the throat. It excretes 2 critical hormones, thyroxine, known as T4, and also T3. These 2 hormones increase basal metabolism, the amount of energy required to keep your body functioning at rest, creating thyroid hormones that regulate metabolism. It's a multi-step process. So the interesting thing about being able to, you know, find out what's going on with this here is that a lot of these questions that you may have about your health in general can really make a dramatic difference about how to approach your thyroid. Now, a lot of people will ask themselves these questions. How do I know if I have a sluggish thyroid? Well, let's ask ourselves some questions. Are you often fatigued, even after a great night's sleep? Are you gaining weight for no apparent reason? Are you cold, even when everybody else in the room is comfortable? Do you have a hard time staying focused and concentrating? I mean, that could be a lot of different things, but it's one more thing to think about. Are you frequently constipated? Do you have muscle aches, tenderness, stiffness? Is your hair brittle and dry? Are your fingernails peeling and brittle? Is your voice deep and hoarse? Your pulse is slow. Your sex drive has disappeared and you have a potency or fertility problem. So these are things that we all have to think about when we're dealing with the thyroid. Terry Limeron is here with us today and we're talking about the thyroid. Terry, how do we work on a comprehensive strategy for enhancing the health of our thyroid? Basic bottom line, how do we work naturally to make it work better?
Well, I think everybody who wants to have a normal functioning thyroid would have to increase the level of iodine. You know, we talk about our bone health. So what is the first thing we think about when we talk about bone health? We think about calcium and magnesium. When we think we want to support a healthy heart, we think about magnesium. So when we think about the thyroid, we have to think about iodine, and iodine with L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine is an amino acid found in proteins, but if we combined iodine and L-tyrosine together, those two will complement one another and produce thyroxine naturally in the thyroid. If the thyroid is missing, of course, that could not occur, but if we have the thyroid in our bodies, that would be available to produce the thyroxine with iodine and L-tyrosine, we can maintain very good, healthy thyroid function. But I also think there's a really good connection between thyroid function and the adrenal function. The adrenals are two little glands that sit on top of each of the kidneys, one gland on each kidney, and they're very small. They're only about the size of a lima bean. They weigh about 5 grams. And they produce only 1 teaspoon of hormones in an entire year, but they're very, very powerful. And I think the two of them, the adrenals and the thyroid, function to determine who we are, our personality, our strengths, our failures, our weaknesses, and everything through our metabolic function. And so we need to work on both, I think, the thyroid and the adrenals, but you can't have a normal thyroid without iodine. Every cell in our body has a receptor site for iodine, particularly the breast, prostate, breast in women and prostate in men. Also, ovaries and uterus in women have a need for iodine. And iodine used to be our most important medicine before World War II. They used iodine for everything because it did everything good. It was antiviral, antibacterial, anti-cancer, and it was the number one go-to medicine because it did everything. In fact, Dr. Zen Georgi, who is the discoverer of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, said they used iodine for everything because they didn't need anything else. It actually proved to be effective for everything they used it for. So it has fallen out of favor because when the drugs came along after World War II, then iodine, because it's natural, it cannot be patented, so it's kind of been swept under the carpet because drugs, just face it, drugs been bringing a lot more money than iodine would.
Let me ask you a question. You know, we think about our diet, and we should think about our diet, and it's also something that a lot of people don't talk about because they know that they're not eating a diet that's very good for them. Are there foods that we should incorporate into our diet that are thyroid supportive? And adversely, are there things we should maybe stop putting on our plate and in our shopping cart that are negative toward our thyroid?
Well, I think it's much more important to eliminate those foods that are negative, because we really don't have a good food source anymore for iodine. And we need more iodine than what we once thought. You know, vitamin D like in dog, D3. We once thought 400 IUs of vitamin D a day was sufficient. In fact, we thought anything more than 400 IUs may be harmful. After a tremendous amount of research at the University of Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin, and other universities around the country, they did a 20 or 30 year research on vitamin D and found out that we'd be better off with about 3,000 to 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, and many alternative doctors are using that routinely with their patients. And the reason I brought that up is because iodine is in the same category, I guess you could say, because we do need more than what we once thought. We thought we needed only 150 micrograms per day, and that will probably keep you alive, but it won't keep you healthy, won't keep the thyroid healthy, won't keep all the cells in the body healthy. And most of the alternative physicians who have done research now on a project called the Iodine Project now have come up to the fact that we need about 12.5 milligrams of iodine daily, and that makes a tremendous difference in the way that we operate, we function, and it has brought back our health. And we need iodine daily. It only stays in the body a couple of weeks. After that, we are very deficient again in iodine, so it needs to be taken on a daily basis.
You know, I have a friend that did the basal temperature test, and you know, we had talked this about a year or so ago, and she found out that she was very low, and she changed her diet and got really healthy, and she started using iodine and started using tyrosine and started really taking a good nutritional program, and you know, she changed dramatically. And she said that although she had always tried to get a good night's rest, she never could. And she was using everything from prescription Ambien to L-tryptophan on the natural side and never really was able to get a good night's rest. But she said once she started taking the iodine and the tyrosine, she started sleeping throughout the night, waking up with more energy than she had in decades, and was able to increase her activity level. So it was really a kind of like a domino that started going. You know, the energy level got better, sleep got better, then activity got better, then the diet changed, and it just kind of started rolling with her. But she's a completely different person. She looks different. Her hair was falling, her nails were brittle, she was always cold all the time. And it's made a dramatic difference in her life. And she was one of those people, Terry, that went to the doctor and he said, "You're in normal range."
Well, what is normal?
Exactly.
Nobody is normal, and everybody who is classified as being normal may not be in that range where their body functions. And I like the story that you just shared, and I hear the same kind of stories when I travel around the country doing lecturing. But I will also recommend that if you want a healthy thyroid, there are a couple of things that we should avoid. And everyone that I talk to that has really added extra iodine to their diet, extra L-tyrosine, and then to really make the body feel healthier, they gave up all grains that contained gluten because gluten suppresses the thyroid, soy suppresses the thyroid, and there are a number of halogens. Iodine is a halogen. It's on the same level of a periodic table as three other halogens, like chlorine, sodium fluoride, and bromine or bromides. These are three cancer-causing chemicals, potentially cancer-causing chemicals, that raise the risk of cancer, and they're more prevalent in our environment and in our diet than is iodine. So as we are deficient in iodine, and yet we are consuming these three other halogens, they will accumulate in the body. And as they accumulate in the body, they're going to have a toll on the body to some degree. Maybe they won't cause cancer, but they do have side effects. And they are toxic to the body. In fact, Dr. Dean Burke, who years ago was the president of the National Cancer Institute before he passed away, said that we have more cancer in America because of chlorine and sodium fluoride, because they have been added to so many different city water supplies that if we drink city tap water that have been fluoridated or chlorinated, we are drinking two common cancer-causing chemicals every day, and we are always encouraged to even drink more water. So these fluorides are coming into our body, causing all kinds of toxicity, and we have no iodine to protect the cells against these three toxic elements. In fact, iodine used to be used in our flour, our grain flour, in order to be used as a dough conditioner, but today we have changed that to bromides. So we have brominated flour, we have brominated vegetable oils, we add brominated vegetable oils to drinks like beverages like Gatorade and Mountain Dew. We get it in our city tap water. We get it with sodium fluoride and chlorine. We have more bromides in our swimming pools and hot tubs because it's a disinfectant. It's in a lot of drugs. So we get a lot of different sources of these three toxic chemicals, but no iodine to protect our bodies from these chemicals. So when we go on to a source of iodine, we then detoxify the body of all of these other elements. And many people will say, "Well, when I take iodine, I break out in a rash, or I break out in pimples, so I must be allergic to iodine." There is no allergic reaction to any natural trace mineral or any other macro mineral. We are detoxifying the body due to the iron, excuse me, due to the iodine, detoxifying the body of these three other halogens, and then we find that they're going out through the skin, which causes an eruption in the skin, causing rashes or pimples. And we assume that is because we are allergic to it, but we're not, but we are just detoxifying the body of these elements.
A lot of information today on the thyroid. Remember, stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter. I'll let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might hear it mentioned on the show. For more on thyroid health and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. And don't forget to add to your book library, 7 Keys to Unlimited Personal Achievement by Terry Limeron. Terry, this is such good information, and I'm hoping that people will run with this information and start doing some self-testing and also some question asking of themselves so they can sit down and maybe perplex these questions to themselves and, you know, maybe start thinking, oh, my goodness, I need to focus on this.
Oh, Dr. Burke, if somebody wants to go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, I have written several newsletters.
Great.
On thyroid function. One is called Are You Hypothyroid? Asking questions about the thyroid, giving them a thyroid test. Now, this is just very, you know, this is like the Cliff Notes. I'd much rather have them read a good book on it, like Dr. David Brownstein's book, Dr. Robert Thompson's book. But this is the Cliff Notes to Are You Experiencing Hypothyroidism? Are You Deficient in Iodine? The Forgotten Mineral? So if they go to my newsletter section on my website, and they go to that section of the archive section, and then they search for iodine or thyroid, they're going to come up with several newsletters that I have written that they can actually print off as a PDF, or they can read it on the computer. But it will give them some information to have an idea where to begin their search for a better thyroid function. And then also, too, if they want, they can share that with their physician to make sure that there are no other underlying reasons that they are feeling the way they are other than having an underactive thyroid.
This is good information. I'm so happy that you have that as a service. And I know you are very, very much an educator. And, you know, you spreading the word on good information is so important today because let's just face it, although we can go anywhere for information, a lot of it is misinformation. So getting good, solid information is truly important today.
I agree.
You know, this is such an amazing topic. And, you know, like I said, you know, we spend a lot of time focusing on all the other organs and health problems. And, you know, I think iodine's been swept under the carpet, but I think our thyroid has been swept under the carpet, too, because I think a lot of people have been, you know, just not focusing on it. And it could be that one missing piece of the puzzle that could make everything come into clarity.
I agree. You know, Dr. Burke, what I think I would recommend for people out there that are on Synthroid or they're experiencing some of the symptoms that we've just shared in this program today, that they start taking 12.5 milligrams of iodine daily, and then in 2 or 3 months, go to your doctor and have your doctor check your thyroid and see if maybe you're not able to get your thyroid under control without Synthroid, and maybe your doctor will work with you along with your iodine. But I think it's critical because we can't live without iodine. There are so many other cells in our body that require iodine that we just can't avoid it. That would be like saying, well, your bones are deteriorating. Don't use calcium. That would be nonsense. And it's just as much nonsense to avoid iodine because doctors think it's not necessary. Any textbook will tell you, any medical textbook will tell you that we cannot function. Our thyroid cannot function without iodine, so why do we neglect it? I would investigate more. You know, I'm not telling you what the answers are. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you to go off your Synthroid, but please investigate how you can be healthier with more iodine in your diet and your environment.
And I think it will make a dramatic change. And it's not an age-related problem anymore. We're seeing younger people with thyroid conditions. So, you know, maybe at one time everybody thought this was one of those geriatric age-related situations. And maybe it was at one point in time, or maybe most people at that age just started to look for the problem. But it's not uncommon today to have it with much younger people. And I think, true?
That's very true. In fact, we have more thyroid cancer than we ever had before.
Yeah.
I think all these years and decades being without iodine and some of the nutritional factors that we were getting when we were 100 years ago. And now we're finding that our environment is changing. There are more chemicals in our environment. There's more stress. There's more toxicity. Our foods have changed more in the last 100 years. Grains are genetically modified, corn and soy. We're eating more vegetable oils that are omega-6 instead of omega-3. All of our grains and beef are, I should say, our beef is grain-fed. We're getting away from grass-fed. We got to go back to the traditional diet of our great-grandparents and grandparents and be healthy. You know, they lived until their older life without complications of heart disease and cancer. And I watch the obituaries every day, and I'm beginning to believe that old age and death is more common in the late 60s and the early 70s than it ever was before. And if you are living longer, you're not living the quality of life that we should, that we really do desire. And I think we can do that by just changing our lifestyle, changing our diet, getting more activity. Cancer and heart disease, and all these diseases that are being treated by drugs today are only the result of our choices of lifestyle, even cancer. And I think iodine plays a part in this as well, of all types of different kinds of cancer, but particularly of the thyroid. But, you know, we collect funds and we do drives and we do all kinds of promotions to raise money for cancer research. And yet we know that 90% of the cancer today is caused by what we choose and select as lifestyle choices. And I think that's very sad. And I'm so glad, Dr. Burke, that you have this program, that people will begin to understand more about how they can educate themselves, do more homework, change their habits, select better foods. 70% of the American diet is refined carbohydrates and sugar, which ultimately means 70% of the diet is sugar, because carbohydrates convert to sugar very easily and spike the blood sugar level, causing type 2 diabetes when all it is a high blood sugar level.
Let me ask you one quick question, because I know I'm going to get asked about this. What amount of L-tyrosine do you recommend if somebody wanted to bring in tyrosine along with iodine?
Well, you don't need very much. You need somewhere between 200 and 400 milligrams of L-tyrosine a day.
So that's
it. It's not a large dosage. You don't have to increase high levels. You don't need grams of it. About 200 to 400 milligrams a day with about 12.5 to 15 milligrams of iodine is a great combination.
Now, do you prefer, as a delivery system, getting the iodine in with food, without food? Is there a preference? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't really matter. If you find it convenient to take it with food, that's okay too. It's just a matter of getting it every day, making sure that you're getting a good intake. And it doesn't store in the body. You're not going to get an excessive amount of it. It'll pass through the urine if you get it more than what you need. It's water soluble. And in fact, that's the way a lot of the alternative physicians will calculate your level of iodine, by giving a patient, let's say they give a patient 100 milligrams of iodine, and they take a 24-hour urine test, and they find 100 milligrams in their urine. Well, they know that the body doesn't need it because it's not picking up any of that extra iodine. But if you take 100 milligrams of iodine and you only accumulate 5 milligrams in the urine, well, the body actually was sucking up the 95 milligrams because it needed it and would not let it go. So it'll pass through the urine if you have too much. It's not toxic. It's the safest mineral of all minerals. There have never been any toxicity to it. The government recommends 100 to 150 milligrams of iodine during a crisis like the Japanese crisis, where the nuclear reactors were breaking down. So it's not to be feared. There's no side effects. There's no toxic accumulations. It can't store in the body. So it's very, very safe.
You know, I think that this is such an education for the people that might have had misinformation about either the thyroid or about iodine. And I think sometimes we get a little bit of information, Terry, and a little bit of information that may not be good can take a whole bunch of extra time to correct that misinformation.
I agree, because I think doctors, too, are kind of mislead, because they really don't have a knowledge of iodine. They don't realize the proper function of the iodine. They, of course, are selling a a prescription drug, you know, that's their MO. If I prescribe this prescription drug, I'm following the protocol. I'm following the MO. If anything happens, I'm free of liabilities. But if I prescribe iodine and if something happens, that's not in the MO. It's not in the protocol that is endorsed by the AMA. So it kind of puts them, you know, in deep water. But they're afraid to recommend iodine. Only the really alternative holistic physicians out there that know that what iodine can do, it makes a huge difference. I know people that go on iodine and their whole life, their brain functions better. They lose that fogginess of the brain. Their body is warmer. They lose the edema that their body, the water retained. They were having swollen calves, swollen ankles, swollen feet. Their face was puffy. Their eyelids were swollen. Their hair was falling out. And all that changes, and they say, well, you're not supposed to take iodine because it's not good for you. I don't get it.
Well, Terry, I want to thank you so much for being here today. My guest, Terry Limeron, make sure that you follow him everywhere. Go to terrytalksnutrition.com, go to europharmausa.com, follow him on Facebook, and definitely pick up any articles that he has written. And don't forget to add to your library 7 Keys to Unlimited Personal Achievement by my guest, Terry Limeron. Great information about the thyroid today. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com and download on demand. Thanks for listening. Stay well.